NachumSiegel.com listeners, you're listening to the Wednesday edition of the Live Lunch. I am your host, Yossi Zweig, and this is the Z Report Live. We started off bonus time here with Adon Olam from Baruch Abitant of his debut album, Me'emek. Avrami, how you doing? Fabulous. Are you going to talk in the mic for us this week? We got such amazing feedback from you talking last
night. Fabulous.
There we go. How's Baltimore doing?
Baltimore is doing very well, Baruch Hashem.
So what's it like sitting on that bus the 2 weeks in a row coming in here special to the studio?
Well, today I was on the second floor of the bus, as it is a double-decker, and I was not as comfortable. I think I need more of the lower level, so I don't think that the whole bus is going to turn over or whatever. I have a thing about heights and a thing about movement and whatever else, so I think I'm going to start to get there a little bit earlier so I can sit back on the first level of the bus.
A double-decker bus?
Yes.
Do both levels have bathrooms or not?
Just one, and it gets full because I take the 625, so it gets very full.
Where's considered first class on a double-decker bus? Is it the upper level or the lower level?
Wherever I'm sitting.
That's great. We got a lot of stuff for you today. We got two tickets to the Green Apple Productions Catskill Concert Series for next week, which is 8 day in Shlomi Gertner. Of course, this week is Yehuda Green and Michal Schnitzler and Benny Friedman, which we gave out tickets to last week. We got brand new music from the new Shweki album, new music from the group Hamakor from Israel, a new Made That Tasa single. I mean, it's loaded. Avrami, Av is over. I heard a couple camps this week were actually having something called Adar in Av, or like Purim in Av. Anyways, I see a flashing light. We're going to continue here the Live Lunch with V'Yisku from Swilly Williger off the album The Rebbe's Niggun, and this is NachumSiegel.com.
Thank you. برای خانه باده مونه بانه مایز که حتا بایدا روزنه یت بایز به هیز گولی برای خانه باده مونه بانه مایز که حتا بایدا روزنه یت بایز
And that, of course, was the Miami Boys Choir with Mashiach off the album Mashiach. I don't know if you remember, but that album actually featured five new songs and five songs that were recorded at previous concerts, one with David Gabay, one with Michal Schnitzler, yeah. Of course, before that, we played Sruli Williger V'Yisku off the Rebbe's Niggun, which was songs by Rabbi Twersky. First of all, I'd like to wish in Mazel Tov to my friend in Detroit. If you know him, please say Mazel Tov, Yossi and Rivki Adler. After 2 weeks of being overdue, finally had a bouncing baby girl last night. I was talking to my wife. She was about to go to the grocery last night, and my phone buzzed, and it was MMS, a picture message with a picture of the baby. Yossi had nothing better to do when the baby's born than to snap a picture and email to everybody. But we appreciate it, and we're glad that she is out and amongst us, I guess. About 2 weeks ago, videos started going all over the internet about Camp Simcha being in Times Square with about 250 people. They were pretty much, just people with camcorders that took video, so nobody really knew exactly what was going on. But the official video was released this past week. Camp Simcha makes 250 dreams come true as campers rejoice and shut down the center of the world. That's right. They got permission to shut down Times Square. They went there. The music video is online. The music video was created by the campers and volunteer staff of Camp Simcha, an overnight camp for children battling cancer as their summer music project. They have a music project every summer. Camp Simcha is a program of Chai Lifeline. The video credits are Akiva Bomzer, Amitai Stern, Moshe Wasserman, and Yehuda Klein. Audio credits, which we're going to play for you now. We got a hold of the song. The song is Waving Flags, which was the FIFA World Cup official song that these kids readapted, or how do you say it? When a cappella used it to adaptation. Well, what is it that Weird Al used to do, Avram? Parody. There we go. It's kind of a parody. Musicians are Sruli Portnoy, Mendy Portnoy, and Mikey Holder, and the vocals are done by the Camp Simcha kids themselves. Without further ado, I gave this to Nachum last week, but this is the Wednesday Live Lunch debut of Waving Flags by Camp Simcha. You can catch this on the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
Get older, I will be stronger. Come on, be freedom. Just like a waving flag. Cause it was black.
And that was Omek HaDavar with Ana Bekoach off their debut album, Omek HaDavar. Last week, we actually debuted a song from their upcoming album, which should be out in a matter of weeks. Of course, I think the one that everyone else is looking forward to, the other albums, of course, David Gabay, Michal Brzezinski, MP3, Lenny Salman's Shabbat in Liverpool, Mandy Werdiger's Haverim. There's a crazy amount of stuff in the mix. Shalshelis, I was told last week, will be out in time for September, mid-September probably, which I guess means between Yom Ne'erim and Sukkot. Country Us, he spoke to me yesterday. He got delayed another week or and a half or so. They had some issues with the master. But hold on. We will be playing for you some Shtiebel Hoppers today by a special request by Samuel in Brooklyn. So we'll do that later. Let's hear where you are. I mean, come on. Chat boards are quiet over here. Facebook, Twitter. I don't know where anybody is, what they're doing. Hit me up. Facebook is Yossi's Zweig, YOSSIZWEIG. Twitter is Jewish Insights. Shoot me an email, zweig@nachumsiegel.com. Maybe we'll take some requests. I don't know. I got on my playlist here. We got a brand new Shweki today. Boom, 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 boom. We have the rehearsal from David Gabay's Besimcha. The video is on the web. We got the audio here. Some Ohad, some Lipa, Made That Tasa's new single, some Yidol, Techno. We got some good stuff for you. And we will get to it a little bit soon. Me and Avrami are going to finish eating up our lunches here, right, Avrami? But if you happen to be in the mountains for Shabbos, which I will not, I will actually be in Lakewood, make sure to attend the Green Apple Production Presents the Catskill Concert Series. This week, August 7th, Yehuda Green, Benny Friedman, and Rabbi Chol Schnitzler, Matzah Shabbos Parshas Re'eh, with the Freilach Orchestra at the Stardust Auditorium in the new Kutcher's Hotel. One Kutcher's Road, Monticello, down the road from Walmart. If you're upstate, you have to know where Walmart is. Walmart, excuse my English. Doors open 10:15, show begins 10:45. Tickets are very reasonable, $25, but it's first come, first serve, so you gotta get there early to get a good seat. Separate seating, family seating, camp and group rates available. So all you have to do is be in touch with them. Call 845-445-9550 or email greenappleproductions@rocketmail.com. Of course, tickets for these events are also available on jewishtickets.com. And next week, Matzah Shabbos Parshas Shoftim, August 14th, Shloimeh Gertner and 8th Day, joined by the music of Freilach Orchestra. After each show, there will be a all-you-can-eat buffet Mlova Malka for $15. So, if I was upstate, if I was, and I actually told this to Yosef, that Yosef, who's in charge of the concerts, that I'm very tempted to be upstate, but I'm not a mountains person, and as massively entertaining as these concerts sound, I can't bring myself to go there. I'd rather go to Lakewood than to go upstate, which is what I'm doing this year. So that's that. We will be giving away tickets a little bit later to next week's concert, Shloimeh Gertner and 8th Day with Freilach Orchestra. So keep it tuned here. We got more new music for you here. Aryeh Kunstler with Mika Meicha off his latest album. Our eyes are on you, and you're listening to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
צליל מיתרים מתוך הנשמה. ועוד כוסית הלילה, בוא נשתה לחיים, לא אשכח איך ירושלים. אני אף כמו ילד כשהקצב היא נוגע בתוכי, הלב כבר משתגע.
Chaim Yisrael with Halayla off his latest album, Derech Hadasha, which is finally available in the U.S. And the album's pretty hot, I gotta tell you, from me. Very, very hot. People are just eating this stuff up. Last week, the brand new Shweki album was released. The album titled Libi Bamizrach. And I made the mistake last week of calling it Simcha Belibi. But yeah, the album's called Libi Bamizrach. And Nachum called me up, we were talking last week, Thursday, and he asked me which song I like the best, and I'm going to play it now. I don't know why. I like a lot of the album. I mean, I really like a lot of the album, but this song just stuck out more to me. It's called Ra'u Banim. It's the second to last song on the album, composed and arranged by Yonatan Razel, so maybe that's why. You know, he's known for his V'hisham, the song that he composed and arranged for Shweki. This is not slow like that, you know, and has a little speed to it. But what I liked, I think, was that the arrangements were so full. As you keep listening to it, you hear the flutes and the strings, and it's just a sound of fullness. You can't help but sit there and smile while you're listening to it. Avrami says he's looking forward to smile. You haven't heard the new album yet, Avrami, fully? Nah. That's what happens when you move to Baltimore. You gotta wait till the album's hit Baltimore. It takes a couple of weeks. You're not in the epicenter of music, Jewish music, you know what I mean? He knows. Without further ado, Ra'u Banim from Yaakov Shweki of the brand new album Libi Basimcha. You're listening to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
She ילכו והודו לשמו ומלכותו ורצו קיבלו עליהם ראו בנים את גבורתו שברחו והודו לשמו ומלכותו ורצו
Shalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei
was Shalom Aleichem off the Waterbury album, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, that was released a couple of years back. Actually, word is, I got yesterday that they're working on a single special for Yom Ne'eram to be released before, yeah, seriously, like 3 weeks from now for me. Can't give you more information than that. Of course, while we're talking here on the Live Lunch, we have got to inform you guys about the great programming available on this wonderful network. Every night you have the Nachum Segal Show, especially the Thursday starts off in the morning time with JM in the AM, then goes to the afternoon with Thursday Live Lunch with Nachum Segal, followed at 2 p.m. by What's Next with Meir and Miriam from the Jewish Star. Right, Rami?
Yeah.
Says yes. Then you go Friday to JM in the AM, and then you have Thursday night. I'm going out of order again. I don't know why. I'm on vacation mode. It's the summer. Nothing's working properly. Nachum Segal hosts the Nachum Segal Show Thursday Night Extravaganza, except this week, Nachum's not here. Actually, we have to give thanks to all the people who are standing in this week. ZK, I know, was plugging our live lunches, and Yoni. I was in touch with Yoni yesterday about the Saturday Night Segal. And, of course, Film Guy, appreciate him leaving me little notes over here. I just left you one back. We'll see what happens next week. But the Thursday Night Extravaganza followed at 9 by an hour of Jewish soul music on the live stream with Charlie Burnout. Then Friday morning, JM in the AM, Nachum Segal presents JM in the AM. No? Avrami's saying no. There's no weekly update this week because Nachum's not here and I guess Malcolm is busy. But they will be back next Friday. August 13th, be sure to tune in then, Friday, August 13th, for the weekly update with Nachum and Malcolm Honline. And then Saturday Night Segal, we have yet to confirm a host, either Yoni or Avrami. Then, of course, every morning, JM in the AM from 6 to 9, Nachum Segal Show in the evening, and your Wednesday and Thursday live lunches. We have not given away anything today. It is 12:45. Caller 10, 212-529-4620. We'll get a brand new Aryeh Kunstler, Our Eyes Are On You CD. Caller 10, 212-429-4620. Aryeh Kunstler, Our Eyes Are On You. This past week, a brand new video was released. The rehearsal for David Gabay's new song, Besimcha Tomid. David was at a gig, I don't know if it was a concert or a wedding, with the Kol Sason Orchestra. And Mati Engel, video guy, was there. And drums is Chemi Seibelman. Bits Bree on percussions. Sammy Kissel on guitar. Lenny Friedman on trumpet. And George Zorko on trombone. What happened was this. You will hear David talking to the musicians. He starts off with Chemi with percussions, and he's teaching him the intro for this brand new song. And then you'll hear him do it with the piano player and the guitar player and the sax. Then you'll hear a practice of them all doing the intro together. And then you'll get a 45-second preview of the song itself. Without further ado, this is the audio for the rehearsal of David Gabay's new song, Besimcha. And you're listening to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
This is the rehearsal for the new song of David Gabay. New rehearsal, Besimcha. It's going to be a good night.
Ready? 1, 2, 3
Israel, the high of God, 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 the high of God
That was Lev Tahar with Ato Echad off their latest album, LT4. LTV, of course, Lev Tahar 5 is in the works. I'd like to thank listeners Alex and listener, oh, I don't have his name, Milton. Libi Bamizrach. Everyone's going to bang it into me. Libi Bamizrach, not Simcha, but Libi. Libi Bamizrach. That's the name of Shwaki's album. I apologize again. He's going to beat me too. I'm really sorry. Libi Bamizrach. We'll say it like that. Maybe we'll get it drilled into my head. We will try to get to the song Kane soon, hopefully. And we'd like to get to Alex's song soon also too. Congratulations to listener Tzvi from, where is he, in Queens? Yes. Tzvi in Queens from upon winning that Aryeh Kunstler album. Tzvi, you are the winning, Avrami says you're the winningest. You're the winningest caller. I don't know what that means, but we'll talk about it while we play the next song. I did promise one of my listeners today, listener Samuel has been bugging me, I promised him I'd play a country Yossi song, Stiebelhopper, because we have been waiting anxiously for a new album, but it hasn't been out yet. And he said he wanted me to play, and then he patched me, so I'm going to play it right now. But while he got into that parsha, Lipa has a song, Ichab Gechabt, talking about his yeshiva days when he got patched. So I'm going to play these songs back to back, you know, we'll call it the patch session. Without further ado, he patched me from Country House and the Stiebelhoppers, and you're listening to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
Heim noch eins als sonst, hoi wei. Ob sie nicht gehabt, man verheer noch eins, eins oder eins, zwei, drei. Die Kaweire Mane, bin ich gewähm mekane, verwus hab ich nicht alles, was er haben. Die kennen besser, in der Welt wachsen größer, im Manachischen kennt es nicht erlauben. Der Rebbe pflegt sich klugen, als ich soll lächeln sogen, wie halt man, als schon geklotz genick. No. Jeder kann gedenken, in doch mit Hitze bänken, zieht alte Heide zurück.
Ich hab den Hand, wir schön geklingen, sie mit und will mir springen. Der Rebbe schreit, Chasure, nicht genick. Lernen davon eng in, es wird sich noch bänken, zieh die alte Heider zurück. Die Chavaire Mannen, bin ich gewähm gegangen, verwus hab ich nicht alles, was er haben. Der Gitter ist ein Speckel, der erscheinen ein neuer Eckel, nur man taut, er können sich nicht erlauben. Joi! Gegangen ich heider, es wohl gewinn als alle Batar. Als du sie gehen, aber du gesagt, er hat dich wenn gelaufen.
Gehabt, Baba Ani, Baba Ani.
Liepe her op de Goedemann.
Nog eenmaal gehabt, am Spudem.
And that was Lipo with Ich hab gehabt off his album Emke de Lipo. Of course, before that, Country Yossi and the Shtiebel Hawkers, and then he patched me. And what else can you say of him? Is there a remind you? No, your school days weren't like that for you? There was patching in your school? Okay. School's still around? School's still around. So we're not going to talk about it, as they say. I got a lot of positive feedback on the Waving Flags, you know, the song available from Camp Simcha. What'd you say for me? You never got patched. So we were talking about stuff going on in the city, you know, besides the Catskill concert series. The 7th annual concert on the lawn will be taking place, featuring David Gabay at the home of Yehuda and Beth Honig in Lawrence, with the music of Evan Al Orchestra, Grand Barbecue Buffet by Scott Fagan of Oasis Caterers. And that is Tuesday, August 17th at 7 p.m. So that's something that's interesting, you know. A lawn, a concert, a buffet. Sounds good. Summertime. A Dove Herman production. For more information or tickets, please call 516-374-7363, extension 13, or visit concertonthelawn.com. I believe it's $250 per couple. But that is, you know, full-fledged eatery, as they say. Then, of course, there's the Jewish Music and Arts Festival, the JMAF, or JMA, I guess you'd call it. What was that? Romy, I think my mic is malfunctioning. Okay. First Jewish Music and Art Festival in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Music performers will be the four bands, popular ska artist King Django Klezmer's Band. Me neither. The group, New York-based roots reggae group Pay Dalit. I didn't know they're a roots reggae group. California Natives and Rocking Rabbis, Eighth Day. And Moroccan-born Lev Yatan with his Moroccan trance rock fusion. I kind of know who wrote this. It's really good. For more information, visit jmafest.com. Tickets are $13 per person and $50 per family, two adults and four children, before August 15th. The show, of course, will be taking place Sunday, August 15th, from 12 till 8:30. That's 3048 Valley Road, Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Come out and celebrate Jewish culture and creativity in beautiful central New Jersey. Live bands, kids performers, arts and crafts, vendors, kosher barbecue, and more. Again, jmafest.com. We spoke earlier about a brand new Meida Taza single that was just released, I believe, a day or two ago. The song is called Gadol Hashem. And since the huge popularity of Meida Taza after his last two albums, one was B'Simcha Shalach, which was a wedding album, and then was his latest, Ben Shalmelech, people are going crazy for this guy. And in Israel, I got this off an Israeli website, in Israel they're saying that they can't get over his Ashkenazi pronunciation in this song. I don't know, I guess it's more Ashkenazi than the average. Don't know exactly. But without further ado, the U.S. debut of Meidat Tase with a single Gadol Hashem, and you're getting all this on the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
שנאמר בכל בנייך לימודי השם שנאמר בירושלים בנייך
Eli Gerstner and Technoi with Shenemar off the debut album. Technoi, of course, before that, the brand new single, Gadol Hashem, I made the Tasa, and Avrami's liking it. He's digging it, and that's a good thing. Right, Avrami? So, what else is going on, Avrami? I hear you're coming into Brooklyn all week next week. Is that true? Hopefully not. Come on, man. You used to live here. Let's talk about something that I got a hold of yesterday. Were you a fan of Matisyahu from the beginning of Rami or not? Oh, he's coming, he's coming!
I just have to say, there's this open mic night that used to happen in Crown Heights, and I'm not sure. I think it's still going on now. I don't know if it's still in Crown Heights or whatever, and it's partially run by this guy, Yudi Simon, who's a great percussionist, and he sometimes works with Pay Dalit and a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So he was running this thing called the Yam Jam Youth Action Movement thing. It was an open mic night for Jewish men and boys, and basically doing comedy and music and whatever else. So I was there one week, and some guy in a suit and a beard gets up on stage, and he says, "Can you do some kind of like reggae beat kind of thing?" And so me and my bass player were there, and we start doing this thing, and all of a sudden this guy who looks like a regular guy starts, you know, throwing out all these rhymes and doing all these things and whatever else, and I guess a couple years later, that guy's on, like, the Tonight Show and whatever else, and that was Matsyahu. So I knew him from way back in...
Nice. He's the part of his like, original band.
We're not, like, whatever. I don't really know him at all or whatever else. I don't want people to think that I don't know him at all. But we did jam for, like, 10 minutes one time. And, yeah, and since then, I knew right away he was cut above everyone else that was at that event.
Nice. Anyways, Matis's second album was called Live at Stubbs.
Right.
Right. Well, guess what? He's doing it again. August 18th, Austin, Texas, experience the making of Live at Stubbs Volume 2. That's pretty cool, no?
Actually, what was cool is I found that CD, Live at Stubbs, at some place in Baltimore. It was like an old, like a used record store or whatever, or like a vintage record store. And on one of the things that were like, I was looking around in there like 4 years ago or something, right after I got married around the time. I was looking in there, and like in the bin over there, there was like new. It was Matisseau Live at Stubbs, and I was, why would this be here? Like it must have just come out or something, and it was just a very strange place to see it mixed in with all the other music that was there.
Next time, all you have to do is just ask me. I'll lend you my copy.
Thanks, man.
So that's pretty much it. 5 years after releasing Live at Stubbs, Matisseau has announced the second installment of the series, Live at Stubbs Volume 2. Set for release early 2011, but the filming and recording will be taking place August 18th in Austin, Texas, and he said it should even be available as a DVD.
Cool.
So that's very cool. It's on the Jewish Insights, and there's a link there to purchase tickets, and there's even a video of Mata saying, "Hey, I'm going back to Stubbs, come check me out," you know, stuff like that. Let's head back to some music. Michal Pruzanski is hard at work on his latest album, MP3, to be released sometime this fall. Till then, we can enjoy his most recent album, Prusbol, and here is Steig, composed by Yitzi Bold, and you're listening to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
Cola yo y mis hijos. toire noch und noch kol hayoym hayoym mi si khamsi oh en in di toire noch und noch kol hayoym hayoym mi si khamsi steig in di toire noch und noch und noch kol hayoym hayoym mi si khamsi steig in di toire noch und noch kol hayoym hayoym mi si khamsi
Oh, 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 oh
without any doubt is Ohad Moskowitz with Beirastich off his debut album, Oh! Exclamation point. For those of you that don't know, Ohad is actually currently working on his, well, it depends how you look at it. If My Music was his album, then this will be his fourth. If not, then it'll be his third. And that will be coming sometime soon. More information as we get it over here. What else is going on? Brand new music was released. Of course, we played earlier the Yaakov Shweki, Libi Bamizrach. I got it right! That was released just a short while ago. Of course, that's very important. Just released this morning. I got it in hand. I'm not sure if I can get to it today. Brand new music from L'Chaim, Shomea Tefillah is what the album's called. Songs of Davening, featuring the main soloist Yanky Daskal, or Yaakov Daskal, joined by the L'Chaim Kids Choir and an elite few soloists who have some spectacular voices. These songs are all old, and you know these. These are famous songs that you know and love over the years. 28 tracks. Maybe we'll try to get to that soon. Also, from Niggin, we played you some stuff from the CD before, available in originally in England, Ora V'Simcha, Seleman. The album is just hitting America. Niggin picked it up. It's hitting stores the next day or two. So, of course, that was released. I see a new DVD here was released yesterday. Not yesterday. It actually released a couple weeks ago. Called The Esrog from Holy World Productions. I actually got a copy of this. My kids were watching last night. Kind of cute. Not puppets. This is like... I don't know how to explain it. I think it's what do you call that other animation where they have like clay figures? You know what I mean? Yeah. Very hard to do. They have the clay figure. Claymation. What is it called? Claymation. They have the you know the characters and they got to move it an inch and snap and move it an inch and snap and move it. But I think it's something like that. My kids liked it very much. So it's very cool. Available from MRM Music. Story of David, a poor devoted Chassid of the Baal Shem Tov, whose great desire was to be able to have a beautiful esrog with which to celebrate the festival of Sukkot. When David starts secretly saving for his dream esrog, a wonderful, hilarious tale unfolds based on a true story from the Hasidic tale Stories of the Baal Shem Tov. And that was, of course, made by Holy World Productions, which is, you know, an interesting name if you think about it, no? Holy World Productions. Otherwise, Barrio had a live performance in the studio in Israel. Rumi, I think I'm going to ask you to put that back on again. Coming soon from Zalman Goldstein, Nonstop Chabad, a brand new Chabad album, and something called Hasidic Breeze. Oh, Rumi says it's called Stop Motion, the technique. And of course, Mazel and Brach available from Niggun we played last week, which had singers like Barry Weber, Shlemi Tausig, Michal Schnitzler, among others. Chaim Yisrael album, we also said Derech Hadasha is out. DJ Raid's Club Towns 2 is out. And we're waiting for everything else. I was actually talking to Shlemi Kaufman yesterday. Shlemi, who's working on the vocals for Shalshela's Junior. He's also involved a little bit in Shalshela's Senior, which I said is due out in about a month. Shlemi said that it's going to blow your mind, Shalshela Senior. It's unlike anything they have up to date. He said the arrangements and the songs in this album are phenomenal. And when I hear that from a guy like Shlemi Kaufman, I get excited. Anyways, let's continue the show. We got some great music for you. Without further ado, here is Koral HaShemesh from the Tamimim Boys Choir off their debut album, Toivli, and you're tuned in to the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
Savannah. בשלום עטרת בעלה גם ברינה ובצה עולם תוך אמונה ים סגולה בואי בשלום בואי 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 בשלום עטרת בעלה גם ברינה ובצה עולה תוך אמונה ים סגולה בואי בשלום בואי בואי
Go!
that, of course, was Yaakov Shweki with Boy Bisholem off his latest album. Get this from me. Libi Bamizrach. That's right. Libi Bamizrach. And before that, of course, Tamimim Boys Choir with Koral HaShemesh. And, of course, the Shweki song was composed by Yitzi Waldner, and you can hear him in the background with his spectacular vocals. We have two tickets to the Green Apple Presents the Catskill Concert Series. Next week, August 17th, Shlomi Gertner, 8th day, Freilach Orchestra at the Kutcher's Stardust Auditorium. I think that's what it's called. Let's check again. Yeah, Stardust Auditorium at Kutcher's Hotel. If you would like to win tickets to the August 14th performance, Shlomi Gertner and 8th Day, that is next Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, next week. All you have to do is call 212-429-4620 and be caller 12. Avrami will ask you, are you sure you're going to be upstate? Because this is an upstate concert for next week, and you have to be able to be there. Separate seating, family seating, camp, group rates available. This week, of course, August 7th, Yehuda Green, Benny Friedman, and Rebbe Chol Schnitzler. We gave out tickets last week. But tickets are still available. They're only $25. All you got to do is call 845-445-9550 or email greenappleproductions@rocketmail.com or even easier, just visit jewishtickets.com. What more can you do? Again, caller 12 will win two tickets to the Catskill Concert Series. August 14th concert with Shlomi Gertner and 8th Day. What's so funny, Rumi? Uh-oh, I'm going to get it. I didn't say something wrong again, did I? No? I didn't say it. Okay, fine. We're going to continue the live lunch with Michal Schnitzler. And here is Mensch Tracht und Gott Lacht on the one and only NachumSiegel.com.
Des Tags geht krachen, es ist wirklich schwer. Ein Mensch tracht den Gott lacht, ein Mensch tracht den Gott lacht. Weil nur er ist der, was weiß, was wird sein. In der Macht, was tracht, in der Macht, was tracht. In nur macht auf der, kein Ausfehren den Plan.
machshuvoy benem belevi vachasa shehem hi 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 sugim rabos machshuvoy benem belevi vachasa shehem hi 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 sugim Verspätig jetzt den Weg, rutscht den Kind da rein. Sie geschehen Exzellent. Es gibt den Pipakizu, ist geworden nicht so. Mit seinem Waben Pizzo, im Himmel heim die Hände.
Ein Mensch, ein Gott,
war nur reden, ist der, wo es weiß, wo es wird sein. In Norel macht du wer, kein Ausfehl in dein Plan.
Mano
was the London School of Jewish Songs with Shush Arimov, their album Anim Zmiris. Before that, I don't even remember what we played. Before that, we played Man Novu from Udi Ullman. And before that, we played Mensch Tracht und Gottlach from Michal Schnitzler. Congratulations to listener Mayor from Brooklyn. I hope you have a spectacular time at the Catskill Concert Series next week with Shlomi Gertner and 8 Day. Of course, this week's concert will be featuring Benny Friedman, Michal Schnitzler, and the one and only. Do you remember who it is, everyone? You don't remember who it is? Great, thanks. Thanks. It just went out of my head right now. Just now went out of my head. I don't know. I was going to close with one song, but it's too long. I got to switch my songs now. Who is it? Shlomi Gertner and 8 Day is next week. This week is Yehuda Green, of course. Yehuda Green, Benny Friedman, and Michal Schnitzler. Next week, of course, Shlomi Gertner and 8 Day, all taking place at Kutcher's. If you're upstate and you know where Walmart is, which you better know, it's down the road from Walmart. That's pretty much it. Tickets $25. Visit JewishTickets.com. It's all been a lovely show. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Of course, tonight you have the Nachum Segal Show. Tomorrow morning, JM in the AM. Tomorrow afternoon, the Thursday live lunch with executive assistant of Rumi, I believe. Then you have the Nachum Segal Show, Thursday night extravaganza, followed at 9 by an hour of Jewish music soul on the live stream with Charlie Bernhout. This week, there will be no weekly update Malcolm home line, but will be pushed off till the 13th, where Nachum will be back from his extended vacation. I hope he's sitting on a beach drinking a martini somewhere looking up, wondering what's going on in this office, because of course he wouldn't be caught anywhere near here. We got some brand new music from Makor off their latest album, The World on Its Side. We're going to close with that. This is Shir Tzion. Have a good week, a wonderful day, and looking forward to speaking to you next week.
Imagina.